We are back with another slate of NBA basketball, 8 games to cover for tonight. We're here to break down each game to give you our favorite fantasy plays for the night. It is Tuesday, March 14th, and you're listening to another episode of the Three in the Key podcast.
1, 2.
Welcome, welcome, welcome back to another episode of the Three in the Key podcast. This is Ethan speaking once again, of course, joined by Chris. 8 games on the schedule tonight. How are we feeling?
Good. I'm liking NBA is still sticking with this pretty good schedule so far. So yeah. I'm liking it, man. I wish every week could be like this.
Yeah, this has definitely been one of the better weeks in terms of their schedule.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, some of these games are a little crappy tonight, but hey.
Well, yeah.
It is what it is.
Yeah. But with 8 games on the slate tonight, I think we are just ready to get on into this and keep things moving.
Yeah, I mean, nothing really to – only thing we can really hit on about last night is how Houston beat Boston.
Yeah, that's a pretty bad loss for Boston. I mean, Houston is terrible.
Yeah, we were talking before the podcast. I wrote a lot of Kevin Porter Jr. last night and Jaylen Brown in hopes that game would stay close, but – little did I imagine that Houston would actually hold off and beat them.
Yeah, really?
So, but other than that, you know, big night by Sabonis, but yeah, we can get into it.
Yeah, Giannis and Sabonis went at it.
Yeah, definitely. That was a good game too, so.
Yeah, but that is really it. So, I think we just jump into the first game on the slate.
Let's do it.
All right, we have got the Cleveland Cavaliers facing the Charlotte Hornets. Cavs are 8-point favorites with an over-under total of 222. Injuries, you got Jared Allen out, Kelly Oubre probable, Cody Martin, Mark Williams out.
Go ahead, start us off.
All right, kicking off with Cleveland. I think this one's pretty obvious for me. I'm going to go back to Evan Mobley here, 8,200 on FanDuel, starting at that center spot. You know, Charlotte's not too good at that center spot. Still put up 36 last game against Charlotte. Still no Jared Allen tonight. I'm 8,200. I'm going to keep rolling him out.
Yeah, $8,100 on DraftKings, and I'm with you. I kind of feel like maybe he just had a down game in that last one. I mean, still played 39 minutes. So, yeah, $8,100 starting center. I'll go right back to him. Plus, you could still play him at power forward. So,
yeah, which is very nice.
Yeah. You know, it's crazy, though. I didn't have a whole lot else I liked. I mean, a lot of these guys – prices are definitely up. I mean, the only one I can say is Darius Garland's come down a little bit. He's down to $7,900, so I don't mind if you want to take a few shots there. So he played 39 minutes too in his last game against the same team, Charlotte, and put up 46 fantasy points. So with that price coming down a couple hundred dollars, I don't mind that either.
What's his price at?
He's come down to $7,900.
$7,900. That's not bad at all.
What's he on FanDuel?
8,800.
Yeah. Don't like that as much, but yeah, like I said, with him below 8K now, I'll take some more shots with him.
Heck yeah. The only other guy that I wanted to name real quick was Lamar Stevens. He was the one who jumped in the starting lineup last game, put up over 20 fantasy points in 30 minutes. So if he's just gonna, as long as he starts again, gets minutes like that again, I'll go back to Lamar Stevens too.
Yeah, he's $3,500 on DraftKings, so I don't mind taking some shots there. He's not a good fantasy producer, but, I mean, he's a $3,500 small forward who probably is starting again here tonight. So if he's going to play 30 minutes, you know, that's not a bad option.
Yeah, but I think that's it for Cleveland for me.
Yeah, that was it for me, too. It's a great matchup, but some of these guys, like I said, are just a little priced up.
Yeah. So jumping to Charlotte then, I'm just going to go for it with a total shot in the dark center here. Jones, I caught him in the game against Utah where he put up 23 fantasy points. He only put up 10 in the last game, but he's playing decent minutes at least, and he's completely minimum price on FanDuel. So those backup centers for Charlotte are usually pretty good, so I'll take some shots on Kai Jones tonight.
Yeah, I don't mind taking shots. He's $3,300 on DraftKings, so, I mean, absolutely. Plus, you could play him at the power forward spot also along with center on DraftKings, so that's pretty nice. But I also don't mind going back to Nick Richards here. I mean, like I said, same matchup he just played. He put up 42.5 fantasy points. They did bump his price up $1,000, but for what he's doing right now, over the last three games, he's put up at least 32 or more fantasy points. I mean, I'll probably keep paying that 5K just to run him out there.
Yeah, he's 6,200 on FanDuel, but still not bad for him, honestly.
No. I mean, he's still beating that price tag. So, was there anything else you like from Charlotte?
There, honestly, Charlotte's a little too overpriced for me, too.
Yeah, I'm kind of the same way. I feel the same way here on DraftKings. They're a little pricey, especially in this matchup. I mean, I like Gordon Hayward here tonight. I like the spot he's in, but gosh, man, he got bumped up $600 to $7,100. So I didn't mind playing him before when he was in the 6K range, but that's going to be a little hard to play right now.
Yeah, that's what he's at on FanDuel too. So great matchup, but $7,100 is a lot for him.
Yeah, I agree. So I don't have a whole lot. I mean, the only other guy maybe I'll have a little interest in is PJ Washington, just because right now, I mean, I think he could grab a couple more rebounds. He's playing, you know, at least 32 minutes in the last couple games. So 6,700, his price went up too, but I mean, he's probably the one guy just price-wise I'd be willing to take a few shots at, but that's it.
All right. We can move on to the next one then. Next game on the slate, we got the Detroit Pistons facing the Washington Wizards. Wizards are 12.5-point favorites. Go ahead,
that
and take the, go ahead and take the plus 12.5 on Detroit right
absolutely,
there.
Absolutely, man. Holy crap, I'm taking Detroit.
With an over-under total of 222.5 injuries, you got Bojan Bogdanovic, Alec Burks, Jaden Ivey, questionable, Marvin Bagley, Hamidou Diallo, Isaiah Stewart out, Johnny Davis, Taj Gibson, Kyle Kuzma, questionable, Xavier Cooks out for Washington.
Yeah, I mean, especially if some of these Detroit guys come back, I can't imagine. There's no way our Washington Wizards are going to beat this team by 12 or more.
I mean, they could if all these
guys.
You
got Kuzma questionable for Washington.
Yeah. But
go ahead.
I will just say on FanDuel real quick, they're completely missing a player.
Oh, really?
Yeah, Eugene Omorui, the guy who put up like 37 last night, he's not even on
yeah.
here.
Oh, I was going to say, I actually played him last night.
Yeah, and I mean, he's probably, there's a good chance he starts again tonight. He just signed another 10-day, so.
Yeah, I mean, I got to imagine if some of these guys are out again, I could easily see him starting here again tonight. And on DraftKings, they have him at 3,800. I'd easily take some shots again.
Yeah, that's great. I don't know why he's not on FanDuel.
Well, man, that's kind of crazy.
Yeah, but I'll go ahead and jump to a different player. Let me see. I mean, Killian Hayes. Once again, especially if Jaden Ivey sits, he is at 7,000. That gets a little worse if you got someone like Jaden Ivey back tonight. But even at 7K, I mean, Killian Hayes is doing everything out there. He's put up a double-double in two straight games. And that last night's game was even a blowout against Indiana. Got a great matchup tonight against that point guard spot for Washington. So, yeah, I mean, Washington's given up the third most points, and the second most assists, and the first most threes over the last seven to that point guard spot.
I'm with you. Killian Hayes is 6,200 on DraftKings, so especially if Jaden Ivey's out, I'll easily be rolling him back out again here tonight. So, like, it's a little tougher to talk about this Detroit team because of all the guys that are questionable.
Yeah, I mean, I almost feel like with a back-to-back, they all just sit again.
I mean, you would think, but if that is the case and they do all sit again, I also don't mind taking a few shots at R.J. Hampton, $3,300 on DraftKings. Played him last night. He played 24 minutes, put up almost 28 fantasy points. So yeah. I think another guard here you can look at.
Yeah, I mean, if all these guys sit again, there's a ton more you can look at too.
Yeah, see, that's, I guess, really going to be the issue. Center-wise, Wiseman is $6,900 on DraftKings right now. They're literally almost splitting their minutes down the middle between him and Duren. So yeah. I just don't know that. I know he had a great night last night, but I just don't know that I can pay that when he's only playing 24, 25 minutes. I almost think I'd rather take a shot at Jalen Duren for 5,500, who's playing, like I said, last night they split him right down the middle, 24, 24.
Yeah, Duren's at 6K on FanDuel and Wiseman's at 6,700.
Yeah, it's just, it's tough to play these guys when they're splitting like that. Like I said, I think I'd take the savings and, I mean, Duren's put up 36.7 and 36.7 in his last two games.
Yeah.
So at 5,500, I think he's the guy I'd be willing to take a few shots at.
Yeah, definitely don't mind that at all.
But, I mean, other than that, like I said, it's you kind of got to wait and see a starting lineup for this team.
Yep, definitely agree, which means we can jump to Washington. Who do you like on this side?
You know, I'm actually willing to take a few shots on Monte Morris here tonight. I mean, he's back. He's starting. He played 25 minutes, 26 minutes in the last two games that he's been back starting. So, he's still $4,500 on DraftKings. This is a great matchup here against Detroit. I don't mind going there.
Yeah, he was another guy that I didn't mind at all. $5,000 on FanDuel, but he jumped back in the starting lineup last game. So, got a good matchup,
yeah,
too.
He jumped back, and then DeLon Wright went down to 20 minutes. So,
yeah,
I don't know if this is how they're going again, but if it is and Morris is starting, I'll take my chances there at 4,500.
Yeah, so definitely don't mind Monte Morris there. I was looking at the big guys here. You got Kuzma at 7,600. Beal is at 9,000, and then Porzingis is at 9,000 as well. I don't know how I'm feeling on those guys.
Yeah, I'll make it simple. See, I got no problem with Beal on DraftKings. He's only $8,200 still. So,
yeah,
I got no issues going there. This team did just play four games ago, and Beal put up 54 fantasy points in 38 minutes. I mean, you could see Detroit did beat us. No, I'm sorry. We beat them by two in that game, 119-117. But, I mean, look, they kept that game close. So, if that can happen here again, Beal at $8,200. I actually love that price.
No, that's great at $8,200.
Anything else, though?
Not really, Kuzma's, honestly.
Yeah, I mean, Kuzma's the same price on DraftKings, $7,600. If something happens, though, and Kuzma sits, I will be looking at Denny. He's 4K on DraftKings. I could potentially see him getting pushed into the starting lineup.
Probably, although they could throw Kispert in there.
They could, but I still think Denny would play.
Yeah, play good minutes.
Yeah, I think he's going to play good minutes. So at 4K, I'd be willing to go there easily. Porzingis is also a little cheaper on DraftKings. He's $8,700. So, I mean, some of these bigger guys over here are a little probably better plays on DraftKings. But the one guy I do have a little interest in, Daniel Gafford, I mean, his minutes are all over the place, but he has $4,600. And, you know, you got a good matchup here going against the Detroit team. So if you think maybe he pushes those 25, 26 minutes, I don't mind that at 4,600.
Yeah, definitely. I think that is it for me. Just got to keep an eye on that Kuzma news because Detroit is the kind of game he could sit out.
Right, right. This is definitely a game I think you're just going to want to see those starting lineups tonight.
Yeah, plus he is just he's questionable all the time now.
Yeah, I know. It stinks.
Almost need to just give him a night off.
Yeah, yeah. But, I mean, if he does take that night off, I think Porzingis and Beal look even better with their usage.
Oh, yeah, even at those prices on FanDuel, definitely gets better.
Right.
All right. Next game on the slate, we have got the Denver Nuggets facing the Toronto Raptors. Raptors are 1-point favorites with an over-under total of 227. Injuries, you got Reggie Jackson probable, Jamal Murray questionable, Deke Najee out, Delano Banton doubtful for Toronto.
yeah, I'll start us here with Denver. I mean, if Jamal Murray plays the 7,900, I actually like that. But if he doesn't, I will totally be going down here to Reggie Jackson. $4,800 on DraftKings. I got to imagine he's the starter here. Plus, you can play him point guard, shooting guard. So, to me, it's probably a no-brainer if Reggie Jackson's starting.
Yeah, I mean, if Jamal Murray sits, Reggie Jackson is $4,000 cheaper on FanDuel. So, I will absolutely look to Reggie Jackson if he's starting tonight.
Yeah, and it's funny because DraftKings bumped this price up literally $1,200. So I think they just assumed Jamal Murray left that game, the last game early. So maybe they just assumed he was going to be out and they bumped his price up. So
yeah, there really was almost nothing for me in this game.
Yeah, I got a few more players here. I do like Aaron Gordon, $6,400. His price was up close to 7K not too long ago, but he was putting up some great games. And at $6,400, I'm willing to go back there. I mean, I know his last two have been okay, but he's got a ceiling. And, I mean, it seems to come along once a week, once every 2 weeks. So $6,400, it's still a pretty good matchup here against the front court. So against Toronto, so I'll go there.
Yeah, don't mind that. One more guy that I definitely did miss. If Jamal Murray does sit tonight, the guy who actually could start at point guard could be Bruce Brown at $5,500. He typically starts at point guard when Jamal Murray sits. So if Jamal Murray sits, definitely look at Reggie Jackson for sure, but you can also look at Bruce Brown here, $5,500.
Yeah, I'm with you. $5,100 on DraftKings. I think regardless, he'll get more usage either if he's on the bench or starting. But yeah, $5,100, that's another guy you could definitely look at. And I mean, if you want to take some shots, he's cheap. Your boy KCP, $4,900, but he killed me in the last game. So
yeah, $5,500 on FanDuel. So
yeah, any love for Jokic?
He's up to 12,200, so I'm probably off him tonight.
Yeah, 11-6 on DraftKings, but I will say, man, his last two games have been awesome.
I mean, he has put up 85 and 71.
That's what I'm saying. Granted, that was Brooklyn and San Antonio, both great matchups. But, I don't know. If, like I said, it's one of those we talk about all the time. If I get there, I get there. If I don't, I'm okay. But if I got 11-6 left over, I'm all in.
Yeah, definitely agree. So, that it for Denver?
That's it. Yep.
Right. Moving to Toronto then, I'm going to go right back. Fred VanVleet here. He is 8,400. They're not even bumping his price up that much. I mean, besides the last game, he had put up 40 plus in three straight. Got a great matchup going up against Denver tonight. I mean, just put up 44 against them on March. What does that say? March 6th?
Yeah, not too long ago.
Yeah, so I mean, they just played like last week and he put up over 40. So going right back to him here, 8,400. He seems to be on a decent streak right now.
Yeah, he's playing pretty good ball, so I'm with you, 8,400 on DraftKings. I'll go right back there, too, because, I mean, the point guard situation over for Denver, none of these guards are very good defensively. I mean, not Van Vliet, but you got Jamal Murray. If he starts, not very good. Reggie Jackson's definitely not good. So, yeah, don't mind that at all. So, another guy I don't mind going back to either is Scotty Barnes, $7,200 on DraftKings. They played a few weeks ago, but he just came off a 56-point fantasy game against LAL, so $7,200. He got bumped up a little bit, but I'm still willing to take some shots there.
Who was that?
Scotty Barnes.
Scotty Barnes, yeah. He is he's 8,000 on FanDuel.
Yeah, definitely a little more pricey.
Yeah, but he does have that really good matchup tonight.
Yeah. Any love for Poeltl?
He is up to 7,400 on FanDuel. They're really not bumping him down. But, I mean, it's getting a little better price-wise for him. So, if I get there, then, yeah, I'll take him.
Yeah, I mean, 7K on DraftKings, I don't mind it. Like I said, if he stays out of foul trouble going up against Jokic, which he did a few games ago, put up almost 39 fantasy points in 32 minutes. So, at 7K, I mean, he's averaging 1.1 fantasy points per minute, playing low 30s, mid-30s a minute. So, I don't mind that, taking some shots there.
Yeah, definitely. I think that's going to do it for me, though.
Yeah, me too.
All right. Jumping into the next, we've got the LA Lakers facing the New Orleans Pelicans. Pelicans are 1-point favorites with an over under total of 225.5. Injuries, you got Anthony Davis probable, Mo Bamba, LeBron James out, Brandon Ingram questionable, Jose Alvarado, Zion out.
I'll kickstart us here. We talk about this a lot, but sometimes guys get hot and you just got to ride him. Well, I'm going to continue to do that with D'Angelo Russell. This man's on fire the last couple games since he's been back. So, I mean, he's in the last two games averaging 1.4 fantasy points per minute. So, $7,100. I will continue going there until he proves me otherwise.
Yeah, he's 8,100 on FanDuel, but the way he's been playing, that price is worth it.
Yeah, I mean, he's been balling here lately. And I mean, and he did play New Orleans back February 15th. In 28 minutes, he put up 37 fantasy points against them. So, I'm not really afraid of New Orleans. So, I'll go right back to him, man.
Yeah, zero problem going to D'Angelo Russell. I mean, putting up, what was it, 50, 51, and 47 in his last two. I mean, that was even against the Knicks, who are decent defensively, and Toronto.
Yeah, I mean, that's what I'm saying. That's two slower-paced teams, good defensive teams, and yeah, he balled out against them.
Yeah, and you got New Orleans tonight, so like you said, no problem.
I think he's just trying to carry the load right now while LeBron's out. So,
well, I mean, he's suddenly become the number one option over Anthony Davis.
Oh, yeah. I mean, Anthony Davis's production has completely come down since D'Angelo's been back. So,
yeah,
don't mind going there at all.
Yeah, D'Angelo Russell was really the only one with interest for me. Some of these guys are still way too priced up on FanDuel.
Yeah, I mean, a couple of them aren't bad here on DraftKings. I still don't mind taking shots at Vanderbilt at 5,100. It's a complete boomer bust play here. He's all over the place in his fantasy production, but that's the kind of guy sometimes I like playing. But, you know, I don't mind going there, if, like I said, if you want to. But, yeah, the rest of these guys, man, just aren't doing a whole lot.
Yeah, they're not. And I mean, on FanDuel, they're all in the 5,000s and the 6,000s.
Yeah, I mean, if you still want to take some shots at Reeves, I don't mind. Austin Reeves, he did come down finally from the 5K range back to 4,800. So still playing good minutes, even coming off the bench. So still don't mind taking some shots there.
Yeah, definitely like that price on DraftKings.
Do you like Davis at all?
At 11,300, with the way D'Angelo Russell's been playing, I don't know about that one.
Going up against Valanciunas, it is a great matchup. Yeah, it's a good matchup. 10-8 on DraftKings. I mean, in three matchups versus New Orleans this year, he's averaging 58, almost 59 fantasy points. So at 10-8, I'm willing to take a few shots.
I mean, it is Anthony Davis.
That's what I'm saying. I mean, you sit here and think, oh, look, his usage is down, and then he's going to come out and drop 64 fantasy points tonight.
Yeah. So, I mean, it's another one of those, if I get there, I get there.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, I'm willing to get there a little bit more, I think, because the price, I mean, you're talking about a nice discount from him to Jokic, but
yeah,
I think that's it.
All right, jumping to the Pelicans then. I'm gonna look at Brandon Ingram here again. I know he sat out the last two games, and he is questionable with that ankle injury, but if he plays at 8,200, I have zero problem going back to him. He actually went down a couple hundred on FanDuel, but... definitely got to keep an eye on that injury, because if he does sit, then that opens up a lot for a lot more people.
Yeah, I tell you, if Ingram sits again, I'm going right back to CJ McCollum. This is a fantastic matchup. He has been completely balling without Ingram. 46 or more fantasy points in the last three where Ingram hasn't played. So 8,000 on DraftKings. I absolutely got no issues paying that price for him if there's no Brandon Ingram.
Yeah, I mean, even with Ingram, he's put up 40-plus in five of his last six.
Yeah, I mean, dude's balling right now, and you get a fantastic matchup at home against LAL.
Yeah, so 8,400 on FanDuel. If Brandon Ingram sits, that's definitely going to him.
Yep, definitely. Another guard, though, if you want to look at, too, if Ingram sits especially, is Josh Richardson, $4,700. Another player that's completely up and down, but, I mean, in 28 minutes against Portland, he put up 37 fantasy points, but that's the kind of player you're getting, because he can also go out there and get you 17. Yeah. But $4,700, if Ingram sits again, I'm willing to take some shots there too.
Yeah, he's at 5,700 on FanDuel, so don't love it, but if
that's definitely not as good. Yeah,
there were other guys I was looking at, but just a little too expensive on FanDuel. Flipping Herb Jones is at 6,600.
Oh, gosh, really?
Yeah. I mean, he's put up 35 or more in three of his last four. So if you have no Ingram, maybe it's kind of worth it. But regardless, 6,600 is a lot.
No. I'm with you there. He's only $5,200 on DraftKings. Yeah. So I don't mind taking some shots on him at $5,200. The price tag, he only went up $100. So
that makes no sense.
I still think there's a little bit of value there. But there is a part of me that really wants to play Valanciunas here tonight.
I don't even know that I can do that. he played good in the last game in 20 minutes.
Yeah, he played fantastic, but only played 21 minutes. Now, granted, they basically blew out Portland in that last game. So, I mean, I don't know. Maybe his minutes could have been there. I don't know. I really want to just try it. I'm probably going to take some shares of him tonight and just go for it. But
it's like they're playing four centers now.
Yeah, this guy's all on the court all the time now. So
but I guess but, I mean, Larry Nance can be like a power forward.
I'm just praying maybe I get lucky and he gets one of those 31-minute nights. So
yeah,
we'll see.
If he does, then totally going to be worth his value.
Yeah. But I think for the most part, that was probably about it.
Yeah, I think that's it for me. I mean, like I said, these prices are insane. I mean, they got Trey Murphy at almost 7,000 on FanDuel. So besides really McCollum and Ingram, if he plays, not a whole lot I'm looking at.
Yeah, I mean, if Ingram sits again, I do think you can still look at Najee Marshall at 4,100 on DraftKings, but I think that's really if Ingram sits.
Yeah, 4,900 on FanDuel if Ingram sits, definitely will look there.
Yeah, well, I mean, that's the problem. These guys are like Trey Murphy, I mean, 6K on DraftKings, but he's priced up to be without Ingram. So if Ingram sits, I got no problem going there, but if Ingram's back, it takes the shine off a lot of these guys.
Yeah, definitely.
So that's it for me.
All right, next game on the slate, we have got the Brooklyn Nets facing the OKC Thunder. Thunder are 1.5-point favorites with an over-under total of 232.5. Injuries, you got Ben Simmons questionable and Pokuševski out for OKC.
Go ahead, you can start us.
All right, kick-starting with Brooklyn. Let me find this one. I think I'm going to go back to Mikal Bridges here now that he's gone down in price a little bit. He's 8,400. I think he was at 9,000 in one of those last games. So at 8,400, don't mind that at all. This should be a pretty fast-paced game. I mean, over the last five, you got OKC has been the second fastest, Brooklyn 14th. So they're in the top half. So I'm expecting this to be a good game tonight. And Mikal Bridges at 8,400, I feel like that's not bad for him.
No, he's $7,800 on DraftKings, so he's gotten back under that 8K range. So I'm all in with you. I'll go right back there, too. I'll also go right back to Spencer Dinwiddie, $7,800, same price. I mean, over the last six games, averaging 1.2 fantasy points per minute, going, you know, a good matchup here going against this OKC team. So, yeah, I like both these guards here tonight.
Yeah, definitely. Dinwiddie, 8,600, so actually 200 more than Mikal Bridges tonight, but both of them got great matchups and do a lot out there for Brooklyn.
Yeah, definitely. So I'm with you. I like all of them. A couple other players here, though. I don't mind taking some shots at Claxton, $6,600 here. His price has basically been just kind of hanging right around that same, but he's been balling out here in the last four games, at least 33 or more fantasy points out of the last four. So $6,600. Another good matchup. And the last guy I'll talk about, just another flyer if you just need a little bit of cheap, because I know so far we haven't talked about a lot of value. I know a lot could open up tonight, but Dorial Finney-Smith, $4,800. He actually has been pretty good the last couple games, so if you want to go there, I don't mind that.
Yeah, he's at $5,800 on FanDuel, so if he keeps playing the way he has the last two games, that's not bad, because he could pay off his value, but he'd have to keep the streak of what he's done the last two games.
Yeah, definitely. So, and with him, I have no clue if that's going to happen or not. So I don't mind the 4,800 as much, because you don't need as many fantasy points, but
yeah,
not as much a fan on FanDuel.
Yeah. As far as FanDuel goes, that was pretty much it for me for Brooklyn.
Yeah, me too, I think.
All right. Jumping to OKC then. I'll let you kickstart us on this one.
Yeah, I mean, SGA should play here tonight.
Yeah.
$9,400. I mean, he was just 10K two games ago, so I played him. He was 9,200 against New Orleans. I played him, put up 55 fantasy points, and I'll go right back there again here tonight at 9,400. I mean, you're still getting a pretty good matchup against this Brooklyn team. So, and they're basically only playing him every other game, so he's rested, ready to go. $9,400, I like it.
Yeah, he's at 10,500 on FanDuel.
Daggone.
Yeah, so pretty significant increase from DraftKings. So
he could still easily pay that price off, though.
Oh, he totally could. So, I mean, if I got 10,500 left over for that point guard, shooting guard spot, then, yeah, I got no problem throwing him in.
Yeah. I also don't mind going to Dort here tonight. He's $5,600. His price has been staying about the same. He actually came down $100, but playing good minutes, it won't matter if SGA's back or not. He's still going to, you know, put up his shots and get his rebound, stuff like that. So $5,600, I don't mind going there either.
Yeah, $5,800. Another guy that I definitely don't mind tonight. Those were, I wanted to look at the centers here. They got Jalen Williams, the center, up at $5,500 now. He put up 33 in his last game, but besides that, not too good. I honestly don't mind taking some shots on Dario Saric here. His minutes definitely seem to be getting a little more consistent here as of late. Putting up 1.1 fantasy points per minute over his last five. And it's a great matchup tonight against that center spot for against Brooklyn, because Brooklyn's given up the third most fantasy points over the last 15 to that center spot. So I think if I'm going to take shots on any of them, it's going to be Saric on FanDuel.
Yeah, I don't mind taking shots at Saric. I mean, plus you can play him at the power forward or center spot on DraftKings. So $3,500, I don't mind that at all. I still don't mind taking a few flyers on Jalen Williams at 4K, just in case he gets those 23-24 minute game.
That's great on at 4K.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I mean, he's once, like you were talking, he's all over the place, but if he gets one of those nights where he gets close to 25 minutes, I mean, he could easily pay off that salary.
Yeah, I mean, he's at least playing close to 20 minutes a night.
Yeah, exactly. So I mean, but I don't know, Jalen Williams is 7,200. He's definitely had some good games here lately.
He's still so overpriced, though.
I mean,
he has been on a...
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. But I don't know that I can call it stay overpriced, because, what, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Out of the last five.
With
yeah. out of the last five, he's put up at least 43 or more fantasy points in all but one game. So, I mean, his price, when I look at his name and see his price, it makes me go, man, I ain't paying that. But when I look at his production and what he's doing, and like you said, some of these games are with SGA.
Yeah.
So, he's one of those guys, I think I'd look at the ownership. And if there's not a lot of people on him, it's because of his price tag. I'd be willing to take a few flyers on him.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
So.
Definitely.
But I think that's about it for me.
Yeah, I think that is it for me. So we can move on to the next. We have got the Orlando Magic facing San Antonio Spurs. Magic are 6-point favorites with an over under total of 234. Looks to be the highest total of the night. Injuries. You got Franz Wagner questionable, Keldon Johnson, Jeremy Sochan questionable, Kim Birch, Malachi Branham, Trey Jones, Romeo Langford out. Kick started with Orlando. I'm going to go right to Wendell Carter Jr. here. Played 41 minutes in the last game coming off of injury, put up 45 fantasy points, 7,400 on FanDuel. Honestly, don't mind paying that tonight. Plus, you can play him at power forward. He has just got a fantastic matchup. Over the last 15 games, San Antonio given up the fourth most points, fourth most rebounds, and the first most fantasy points on FanDuel to that opposing center spot. So, 7,400 tonight on FanDuel. Don't mind paying it.
Yeah, gosh, no. That's great. You can play him at the power forward spot too. But
heck yeah,
I love him here for DraftKings, $6,300.
Hey,
like on. You said, yeah, no. Came back. I mean, played 42 minutes after coming back, so. He's clearly good to go. Don't mind going there at all. Love, love, love this matchup here against San Antonio. So $6,300, I'm all in with Carter Jr. Another guy I like here too, though, is Markelle Fultz, $6,500. He is putting up almost a fantasy point per minute here, playing pretty big minutes. I mean, 38 minutes against Miami in the last. I don't mind going that back there at all either.
Definitely don't mind that either. It's not as bad anymore of a price. I mean, he's put up 35 and 38. In his last two games, so matched up against Devontae Graham tonight, that's not bad at all. Another guy that I was looking at here was Franz Wagner. You do have him questionable with this ankle injury. $6,700 on FanDuel. He's another guy who's got a really solid matchup tonight. So if he does end up playing, we'll definitely look at Franz Wagner. But if he sits, I'm trying to figure out who will be the guy who picks up the most minutes if Franz Wagner sits out.
I was kind of thinking maybe you get a little more, some more minutes from Suggs.
I was thinking the guards could pick up some more minutes.
Well, that's exactly. I was thinking you'd see probably more Cole Anthony and Jalen Suggs, which at 5,200, 5,400, I mean, I wouldn't mind going there, especially if Wagner's out.
Yeah, just because, I mean, none of these other forwards are even playing minutes.
Well, that's what I'm saying. I feel like you're probably.
Gary Harris can just slide to small forward.
Right, right. And then you can just run some more Suggs and Anthony.
Yeah, so definitely keep an eye on Franz Wagner's status because that opens up a lot for those guards down there if he sits.
Yep, I agree.
Yeah, but if he does play, do like him. So is there anyone else for Orlando?
No, I mean, I think those were pretty much all the main guys.
All right.
I mean, I guess this is a great matchup if you want to go Banchero, 7,700.
Yeah, I mean, he's put up 39.5 and 39.6 in his last two games, so.
Yeah, DraftKings, that's been 41 and 43 over the last two. So, I mean, he's picked it up a lot here recently. So, I don't mind taking some shots just for the matchup alone.
Especially if Wagner sits.
Well, yeah, exactly. So, I think that's the Wagner injury is going to play a big part. I know he got hurt in the last game, and I know he didn't come back in the game. So, he may very well sit here.
Yeah, definitely could. Just got to keep an eye on that. But, I mean, he has a 23.5% usage rate this season. So if he sits, that's definitely big.
Yep, agreed.
Yeah, but we can jump to San Antonio. Go ahead and kickstart us on this one. I'm actually going to look at Devin Vassell here at 6,500. He has not been very good, but the minutes he's playing, he's played 33, 31, and 28 in his last three. I'm okay with taking some shots on him with playing those kind of minutes at 6,500 just because you got no Trey Jones. You got no Malachi Branham. You've even got potential for no Keldon Johnson or Jeremy Sochan tonight. So Devin Vassell could be the main guy here. So at 6,500, don't mind taking some shots on him.
See, I'm with you. He's not been very good, but he's playing, low 30s in minutes in the last couple. So
yeah,
I don't mind taking some shots there, especially like you said, if Keldon Johnson's out here or Sohan's out, But man, these questionable players are definitely going to make an impact on this team.
One more guy, though, because we do know that Trey Jones is sitting tonight. We'll definitely look at Devontae Graham at 5,600. Picked up 31 minutes in the last game. Put up almost 30 fantasy points. So no Trey Jones tonight. Don't mind going to Devontae Graham either.
Nope. 5K on DraftKings. Got no issues with it. I really like him here.
Yeah. But that's pretty much it for me. Just got to keep an eye on Keldon Johnson and Jeremy Sohan because a lot of value opens up if those two sit.
Yeah, one last guy, though. If you're just looking for a dirt cheap guard, Blake Wesley, $3,100. Like I said, no Branham here, so it looks like it's just going to be Devontae Graham. But, I mean, did play 30 minutes against OKC. I mean, only put up 17 fantasy points, but he's had a couple games earlier this year where he's gotten over that 20-point fantasy mark. So $3,100, like I said, just a dirt cheap play if you need one.
Yeah, $3,800 on FanDuel. Definitely do not mind that at all.
Yeah, but that's all I really had.
All right.
Got to just another game. You got to wait for that starting lineup.
Yeah, definitely, because there's some big injuries.
Yeah.
Next game on the slate, we've actually got 2 10 o'clock games tonight. First one is the New York Knicks facing the Portland Trailblazers. Knicks are 2.5-point favorites with an over-under total of 228 injuries. You have got Jalen Brunson doubtful, Jeremy Grant probable, Damian Lillard questionable, Justice Winslow out.
You said Lillard's still questionable?
Yeah.
Okay.
As of right now, game time decision.
Yeah. New York starting us off here. I'm going to go right back to Quickly. I mean, $7,100. I still think there's value here. This guy, you've seen this guy's ceiling. I mean, 2 games ago, he put up almost 50. 5 games ago, he put up almost 73. So, granted, he can give you those 25-point fantasy games and kill you, but I'm going to go I'm still going to play him at $7,100 and just look for those ceiling games.
Yeah, $6,900 on FanDuel. So we'll definitely look at him tonight.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, this is a good matchup here against his Portland team.
Yeah, and they finally bumped his price down a little bit. So definitely like him at $6,900. Another guy that I'm definitely looking at here tonight is Josh Hart. He has played 32, 32, 32, 32 minutes all in his last 4. So he is consistently in this rotation. Going back to Portland, where he was traded from, I mean, not even with that, he's just got a great matchup, that shooting guard spot, because Josh Hart actually plays the majority of his minutes at shooting guard with the Knicks, so looks to have a pretty solid matchup tonight, and at $5,600, like him at that price.
No, I'm with you, too. He's 54 on DraftKings, and his minutes are insane for a guy more or less coming off the bench, but I will continue to ride him because like you said, I mean, he could go out here one game and grab 10, 12 rebounds and easily beat that price. So $5,400, yeah, love that play.
Yeah, definitely. I also don't mind taking a couple shots on Quentin Grimes. Like I said, that shooting guard matchup, very good tonight. And his minutes have actually picked up as of late. So $4,600, don't mind taking some shots on Grimes either.
Nope, don't mind that either. Another guy here I'm looking at is Mitch Robinson, $5,100 on DraftKings. Another center. I feel like we're talking a lot about centers tonight and how their minutes are all over the place. But, I mean, in these most of these closer games, I mean, Mitch Robinson's getting at least upper 20s in minutes. And, I mean, he's easily pulled a couple games where he's been in the 30s. So, at $5,100, like I said, it's another a little bit of a risky play, but I don't mind it here. It's a fantastic matchup. $5,100, I think, is a great price. He came down $300 on DraftKings. So, I'll go back there again.
Yeah, $6,300 on FanDuel, but
yeah, a little not quite as interested there.
Yeah, but I mean, Portland's given up the 4th most fantasy points over the last 15 to that center spot, so great matchup, but $6,300 could be a bit much for Robinson.
Yeah, I'm willing to risk it more for 51.
Yeah, definitely. Love for Julius Randle?
I mean, I got a little bit. He's $9,900 on DraftKings.
That's what he's at on FanDuel.
Yeah, I mean, the matchup alone, it's a great matchup. And the one good thing with these New York guys, we've talked about it in the past, I mean, they play the minutes. These guys are out there playing big minutes every single night. I mean, Julius Randle's averaging 36 minutes a game here this year. So unless they get hurt, they're not coming off the court. So that's the one good thing when it comes to paying $9,900 for somebody like Julius Randle.
Yeah, definitely. Just figured we should talk about him at least.
Yeah, no, I'm with you.
That it for New York?
Yeah, I think so.
All right, jumping to Portland. Who are you liking on this side?
You know, it's kind of crazy. It's hard for me to talk about anybody because I think Dame is just a massive piece for this game.
Oh, well, definitely.
I mean, Damian Lillard at 10-5, if he plays and he's good to go, I don't mind taking some shots there because, I mean, you got Quickly on the other side now, no Brunson. So I really don't mind going there. But if Lillard's out, I'll go right back to Simons at 6,900 again. I know, I mean, his last game without Lillard wasn't very good, but only put up 26 fantasy points in 25 minutes. Like I said, they got pretty much blown out by New Orleans, but I'd be willing to go back there again here if Lillard's out.
Yeah, definitely we'll look to Simons if Lillard sits, 7,200 on FanDuel. You can also even look at Jeremy Grant if Lillard sits tonight, but Jeremy Grant himself is also questionable.
Right.
You can also look at Cam Reddish if Dame sits tonight because he will probably jump in the starting lineup.
Yes, agreed. I definitely think you can look towards Cam, and I think you could even go back to, I played him in the last game, Shaedon Sharpe, if you want to take a few flyers on him. He's 3,600. I mean, put up 23 fantasy points in 22 minutes. Like I said, I know some of that might have been a little bit of blowout run, but still, $3,600 if Dame's out. I mean, he's still going to get some play off the bench, so don't mind looking at that either.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Do we have, what was the score of that last game they just played?
That was the one against New Orleans. They lost 110 to 127.
Okay. All right. Never mind. I was just looking at something.
Yeah. So you're going to go back and play Nurkic? I mean, he had a massive game against New Orleans. He put up 3.5 fantasy points.
he killed me that game against New Orleans. 10 minutes.
Oh, no, man. That was crazy.
I mean, I don't know. I mean, they had Trendon Wofford out there, played 22 minutes, put up 28 fantasy points. I mean,
yeah.
I think they just ride the hot hand there.
I mean, Nurkic did pick up 2 fouls.
Yeah.
Pretty quickly, I think. So I don't know. 6,600. If you want to go there, go for it. He did go up $600. I mean, I do think the minutes are back. I mean, because before that he was up playing 26 minutes. So
yeah.
I don't think it's so much, you know, minutes now. I would think he would approach close to 30 by this point. I mean, I could be completely wrong, but New York, it is a tougher matchup. I will say he did play them once this year, and in that one game in 37 minutes, he put up 43 fantasy points. But with the price increase, and I'm still just a little uncertain about his minutes, I think I'll probably stay away.
Yeah, agree with you there.
So that's it for me. I think, like I said, another game where Lillard is just a huge piece you got to wait and find out about.
Oh, gosh, yeah. That means we can move on to the final game of the night. We got the Milwaukee Bucks facing the Phoenix Suns. Bucks are 2-point favorites with an over-under total of 232 injuries. You got Joe Ingles out, Kevin Durant, Landry Shamet out for the Suns, and there's a good chance Chris Middleton actually sits here tonight too. He has not been playing back-to-backs.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, do you think Giannis plays?
Giannis...
Since he just played last night?
I would think he could play a back-to-back.
I mean, yeah, I would think so, too.
I mean, as long as he's healthy, I think he'll play. Plus, it's not like you're playing a bad team tonight.
Yeah. I mean, to me, some of these Milwaukee guys, though, are just priced up. Drew Holiday, $9,100. I mean, if you don't have Chris Middleton, I think you go there. But he has not been paying that off the last four, so...
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. I didn't have a whole lot here. I don't mind taking a few flyers on Grayson Allen at $4,500. I mean, he's been up and down, but $4,500, that's what you're going to get. But
yeah,
he does have a good matchup here against Phoenix, going against that shooting guard spot. So don't mind taking a few flyers there. And, I mean, Giannis, 12K, it's Giannis. If he's playing and good to go again on this back-to-back, I mean, I do think this is going to be a good game. So I don't mind rolling him out there if I got the money.
Yeah, definitely. And like I said, Chris Middleton has not played the last two back-to-backs, so definitely a good chance he sits here tonight. And I also said Joe Ingles was out. That was last game for injury management, so he's probably back tonight. One guy that I don't mind looking at as long as Middleton sits is Pat Connaughton, just because he's your cheapest here on FanDuel at $4,200. In the games he's sat, he actually hadn't been too bad. He's put out 22 and almost 20. In the two games that Chris Middleton has sat on those back-to-backs. So keep an eye on Chris Middleton's status tonight. I mean, something crazy could happen and he plays a back-to-back, but I don't know that I see him playing tonight.
Yeah, I'm probably with you there, but I do think you can look at Joe Ingles. $4,200, I'm with you. I think he should be back tonight.
Yeah.
I mean, dude's been pretty good late, at least 23 or more fantasy points in his last four. So I really don't mind going there at all at $4,200 if Middleton's out too.
Sucks me. He's 5,400 on FanDuel.
Yeah, it definitely takes the shine off a little bit. I don't mind, though, 42.
No, that is fantastic because regardless, he's been playing big minutes.
Yeah, yeah. No, I'm with you.
Yeah, but that is probably going to do it for me for Milwaukee.
Yeah, I would.
You got
normally,
Jay Crowder playing Phoenix.
Yeah, I know. I just saw that.
What's he on DraftKings?
He is 4,300.
Oh, so they even bumped him up.
Uh-huh.
If you got if you got Middleton sitting, though, he could be a decent flyer.
If you got Middleton sitting, I'd be willing to take some flyers.
Yeah, but you can continue with what you were going to talk about.
Oh, no, I was just going to say, I mean, I keep seeing Brooke Lopez and see his price, $7,700. But damn, if he doesn't just keep putting up fantastic games. I mean, 40 or more fantasy points in the last four, had a 63-point fantasy game in one of those. So he's paying off his salary every single night. I mean, I know Giannis has been out a couple of those, but I don't know, man. I just can't pull the trigger when I see Brooke Lopez at 7,700.
Yeah, 8,200 on FanDuel, so don't know how I'm feeling there.
I know. It's crazy, man. I mean, that's really all I got.
He would have to get over 40 just to hit his value tonight.
But he's been doing it.
Yeah, I mean, he has been insane in those last four games.
Yeah, I mean, the last game he did that in, you still had Giannis back last night, so.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
Yeah, crazy price for Brooke Lopez, but.
That's it for me.
Milwaukee, so we can jump to Phoenix. I'm actually going to look at Chris Paul here at 8,300. Surprisingly, that point guard spot for Milwaukee has gotten a little worse defensively over the last seven. I mean, over the last seven, giving up the most points, the most rebounds, and the sixth most threes to opposing point guards. You got Chris Paul at 8,300 on FanDuel, actually. Only put up 35 last game, but the two before that, 47 and 47. Good matchup tonight. Still no KD, so I like Chris Paul.
Yeah, I don't mind that either. He's 75 on DraftKings, so I don't mind taking shots there at all. Devin Booker, 10-1. Like I said, they are playing Milwaukee here. It's, I mean, none of this game is not the greatest matchup at all, but I do expect a good close game. So especially after Phoenix just got beat last night. What, I think, didn't they lose to Golden State?
I think so.
Yeah, they got beat by like 11, so I think they'd want to come out firing here tonight. But my favorite play, I think, for Phoenix is DeAndre Ayton, $7,400. I just think that's a little too cheap. I mean, he just came down $100 after putting up 46 fantasy points last night. So I'm not afraid to attack the front court here on Milwaukee. So DeAndre Ayton, man, especially while you still got no KD out there, I really like him at $7,400.
Now, let me ask you this. On FanDuel, Ayton is 8,300. Lopez is 8,200. If you have $100 left and you're picking out of those two, who are you going with?
I'm going with DeAndre Ayton.
Yeah, I think Ayton's got more upside.
Yeah, no I think KD. Tonight. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. You got Giannis back now. I feel now, if Giannis sits, it's a whole different ballgame.
Oh, if Giannis sits, then yeah.
Yeah, but right now, I think I'm leaning towards Ayton.
All right. Well, I just they're so close in price. I just wanted to ask you that.
Yeah. I mean, all I got left is I got a couple cheap guys here. I think if you want to look at some Terrence Ross, I mean, other than his last game, he'd been playing he played 23 minutes off the bench in two games prior to that. So I don't mind. He's only $3,900. Don't mind some flyers there. And I still don't mind even rolling out some Torrey Craig. I mean, he's in the starting lineup playing upper 20s in minutes here, $3,800. Not been doing much with it, but I mean, he can occasionally have those decent games. So just a couple cheap players here. Like I said, we haven't had a whole lot of value on the slate tonight. So
there's just not a lot to be had.
No, and that could completely change by time, you know, by 6 o'clock tonight.
You have everyone sitting out tonight.
Exactly. And there'll be tons of value. So
yeah,
just trying to throw some cheap guys out there for now. But
one more guy just to throw out there. I don't know if you hit on him or not. Josh Okogie at 5,100 is another guy still starting, playing 32 and 34 minutes in his last two games. He's on a bit of a colder stretch over his last four or so games. But, I mean, at 5,100, no KD still. I'm willing to take some more shots on Okogie, too.
Yeah, 52. Don't mind going there either on DraftKings.
Yep. But that is officially going to do it for me.
Yep. It for me, too.
All right. That is all eight games on the slate broken down and covered for tonight. Anything else?
Nope. Looks like this is going to be one of those weird, just crazy slates, but
yeah,
definitely got to wait on a lot of news here and just keep an eye out, see what happens. Some of these main guys play. If they don't, you know, look at some of those backups. But good luck, everybody. Hope you bring down some tournaments tonight.
Yep. Of course, before we get out of here, whatever platform you're listening to this on, if you could download today's episode, follow us on the platform, leave a rating if you possibly can. Anything and everything is truly appreciated. Come check us out on Twitter at 3NKeyPod. That's the number 3NKeyPod. We'll keep everyone updated with the injury reports tonight because we do have some key injuries on the slate tonight. So keep an eye on that on Twitter. And yeah, that's going to do it. Best of luck to everyone. We thank you all so much for listening to another episode of the 3NKey podcast.